Hey there, friends. Welcome back. It's Nick, and we're in the third episode of our investigation of Robert McKee's story structure. And I should say, I'm mentioning his book, Storynomics from 2018, I think. But it's worth pointing out that he's co-writing it with a guy called Thomas Gerace. I'm not quite sure how to pronounce his name, but now, given McKee's stature, I'm kind of assuming that Thomas did most of the actual work. And there is a very different voice in this book, a much more business-focused voice. So I imagine that's probably Thomas as well. So credit where it's due. I will keep talking about McKee just for simplicity, but it's a book by both of them. And here we are at stage three of their story structure. And this is going to be familiar to any of us who are comfortable, who know the hero's journey. In the hero's journey, we see the ordinary world, the character in the ordinary world, and then there is what Campbell called a call to adventure. Something happens that calls the character out of their comfortable place, and very often in the hero's journey, the character doesn't want to go. Right, but we know that when Luke Skywalker walks away from Ben Kenobi and walks away from the history of his father, we know that that's not the end of the story, right? Anyway, I digress. In McKee's conception, and very often we talk about this in novel writing, this stage three is called the inciting incident. So we've got our character. Our character is living in the ordinary world. He is in balance. But the inciting incident, the prime principle behind that really is imbalance. And it's going to pull out the rug from under this character, and it can be a bad thing, it can be a good thing, it could be an accident that happens to the character, that something that's not their fault, it could be something they choose to do. You know, there's an awful lot of things, but from that moment what's happening is their life is kind of skewing further and further out of balance until the end of the story. And one of the things I probably should have mentioned, made more of in yesterday's episode, is McKee has this idea that every story revolves around a kind of a core value. So I talked about this in the series on mistakes that founders make telling their story. But, you know, one of the things I'd say about the core value for my story when I left the agency that I'd built, left it all behind and started to write novels and do this, is I was searching for freedom. I was searching for freedom, and McKee would call that a core value. And that value fluctuates from positive to negative through the story that we're telling, right? So I might say, for example, that at the start of that story, I'm even though I own the business and I've been there for 20 years and we've got clients around the world, I feel kind of trapped. I feel like maybe if I don't get out now, this is going to be the next 20 years of my life as well. So that's a negative, right? So I'm negative on that value of freedom. So then I talked to one of my guys about taking over the day-to-day running of the business, leaving me to step back and write novels. And, you know, that's one of the things that happened. And if you think about that value thing as a kind of a graph, that skews right back into positive territory, because suddenly I'm really free. You know, I don't have to go into the office at all, essentially. And I'm I'm free to make mistakes or to start writing my novel, which, of course, is another kind of prison. You know, I think... who's the guy who wrote about Adventures in the Screen Trade? I can't remember his name, but he writes about sitting in his pit day after day. The guy who wrote Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. His name just escapes me for a second. But anyway, the point is that the value that we established in the subject piece, the second stage, is thrown out of whack by the inciting incident, right? So, and what happened is that in McKee's conception of story, that value will oscillate throughout the story, and we'll see why in the next section. But the inciting incident, it's the thing that changes, it grabs attention. it creates a sense of suspense. And we know that because of our lifelong understanding of stories, because stories are kind of baked into our brain as structures, we know that when there's an inciting incident, there is going to be some kind of conclusion, resolution, consequence coming down the line. And that's one of the things that pulls us through the story, is wanting to find out what that is, right? And that's one of the problems that we talked about recently with stories that have no sense of conflict. You don't get that sort of gravitational pull towards the end. Anyway, so that's part three of McKee's story structure. And we're back tomorrow with part four. Thanks for listening. And remember, your story means business.